sneakers. This guy, big, big star on the Duke basketball team, he's 33 seconds into the game. He's wearing these fancy dancy Nike sneakers, and the shoe explodes. Have you ever had any experience? Has ever a customer come in and tell you something like that happened to their shoes?
Yes, I have, actually.
Really? Tell me more. Yeah.
I've had a couple of customers that bought some, one pair was a pair of Jordans, and then there was this shoe a guy just bought for $207 that Kanye West has out. And what it is now is when the manufacturer makes these, they have these bubbles in there that gives it the cushion. But they're now filling the bubbles with a helium, and the helium is also pumped into the bubble with a gas.
Really?
That helps seals the bubble that's inside. If you look at a shoe at the bottom, you'll see like a little bubble in the back, a little cushion. It's clear. Most of them are clear. And inside those things, it has this helium gas in it.
No, I had no idea. So that's what caused the shoe to explode?
That is correct. And if you hit it too hard or the wrong way, a lot of them will bust.
Wow.
It'll just bust out the side. But then you have some of them that just gets hot. And you can actually look at the bubble, and it's melting or getting soft from the inside. That's been happening over the past 6-7 months now.
You can't fix that, though, as a repair guy, can you?
You can't really fix it.
No. So this guy's going to file a lawsuit. He was expected to be the number one NBA draft pick. If he weighs 285 pounds, falls, the shoe explodes, he's got a knee injury. So you can't fix it. Does anybody ever come to your shop and try to get their sneakers repaired? And can they be repaired? I've never thought to do that.
A lot of gym shoes can be repaired.
Really?
Now, the only way you can repair a gym shoe like that, if it has the bubble in it, the only thing you can do is take the bubble out completely and put a piece of crepe on the back of the heel, the same type of crepe that I use when I rebuild orthopedic shoes and build them.
Oh, okay, okay.
Now you will no longer have the bubble, and you won't have the exact cushion that acts like a shock, but it'll still be comfortable and good enough to wear. The manufacturers at this point seriously are going to have to get away from what they're putting in these bubbles to make them stay cushiony like that. They just have to change it.
How about that? I never knew that. So, and people actually come to you and get their, because if they've paid big bucks for sneakers, they don't just want to throw them out. So they get them repaired, but they can never be repaired to be exactly the same as they were. Is that correct?
That is correct. And if you happen to send them back to the manufacturer, especially now, they will probably try to send you another pair for free just to make you happy.